Item one is a subdivision rezoning at Gunn Hewitson under file DAS Z 18 of 2014. Is everyone?
Thank you. Okay, we have Jackie Wilkie, Norm Boyle, and Susan Russell. Everybody who's here. Okay, good. Thank you. let's start the meeting. Is there anything you wish to speak to, Ms. Wilkie? It looks like you're the representative speaking on behalf of everybody here today. Do you guys want to come up and be at the table, or you might as well?
We were hiding before.
Are you sure? Okay.
We've received the amendments from the administration, and in general, we're in favor of all of the amendments that have been proposed. There's only one item that we would like to discuss, which is the Schedule E, the AT pathway plan that's been proposed.
Okay.
From what we are saying. Sorry, Sam, this is what's being proposed to add a section of pathway.
I don't have a copy of those amendments. His email, do you have another copy?
Oh, yes.
This is it.
Thanks. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. There was a request to add in after the third law in the off-ramp and transition and overpass lands by for MIT to connect in from the east side by the perimeter highway.
Correct.
We've gone through an option looking at this, and we have a couple of concerns with putting in the pathway in this location. First is that MIT is not in favor of having a pathway near their interchange. They'd much rather see it coming up through our neighborhood to Gunn, so that there's more control over where people are coming in contact or potentially crossing ditches and lanes of travel. The second concern is if we were to put in the pathway on our shortest lot, we only end up with a lot that's 144 feet deep, and our depth from the back property line to the house would not be the 100 feet that we have on Gunn Road. We'd only be able to fit in 64 feet, because the other part would need to be for the pathway to fit in the grading for the berm and the pathway. So we would be not meeting the original intent with the secondary plan for the berming in the areas.
Why is it meted in the other locations then, with the pathway there?
Sorry, what?
Why does it meet it in the other locations with the pathway?
Because those ones, the amount of land that we have, you can see here, those ones are all deeper lots. This one would have to cut into the property that we've already established.
But if you look at it, that setback had to do with the concern, not so much with regards to road, but the concern with the industrial park to the north, that 100 feet.
Right.
At that point, you're already dropping south, so your setbacks are already greater there by just the very nature of that. Do you follow me?
No, I do not. Sorry, I'm not sure.
What I'm saying is that your setback right now, the 100-foot setback, mm-hmm. for the back wall to the property line,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
That's what it is, was there for the purpose of giving some setback protection for the industrial park to the
okay.
north.
Okay.
But when you look at it, you're dropping now.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that setback's less is not an issue.
Okay, that's...
It's still consistent with the work that was done and through the secondary plan.
Okay.
Do you follow me?
Spirit of
come up to the microphone here. That's why I asked you guys. You're going to be here for a while, so make yourself at home. Welcome, Norm.
Hi, Norm Boyle, 685 Bonner.
Okay.
It was our discussions, yes, it still meets with the spirit of the secondary plan. However, the exact secondary plan did state that we required 100-foot rear yards.
On where?
On all lots backing onto Gunn Road.
So,
well, technically,
sort of that's not backing onto
Gunn Road. Technically, it's not.
Okay, good. Okay, that's just how we were interpreting it.
Okay. All right. So it's addressed. I hear what you're saying in terms of, I guess the challenge that I have is that the reality is, you know, you've changed your development and you've pulled all the homes in, right? I mean, who the heck knows when the government and the province is going to do anything at that intersection to actually require this configuration? Do you follow me?
Absolutely, yes.
So the challenge that we're left with, or I'm left with, is the walkway here. You know, the province has built this wonderful, on the other side of Gunnell, this wonderful terminus for, guess what, for walkers, for active transportation to tie into the whole floodway network and takes them all the way up to Burns Hill and everything. And yet we stop the walkway short of connecting into that, this, that well-meaning terminus. It doesn't make any sense. So yeah, let's say down the road they build a grade separation here. Mm-hmm. Even though they discourage that, but it would make all the sense in the world to include in that separation a walkway system to connect into the floodway.
Right, and I think that's where they want to take people to, rather than having them come up along the edge of the off-ramp and letting them see a short, the idea of a shortcut going across the lanes.
So to get to that point, I guess that's what I'm asking. Could we have a letter of credit on file to pay for a walkway up to the point to connect to their system? Do you know what I'm saying? Rather than, okay, I hear what you're saying. So rather than having you go in and you put the walkway in, I'm saying basically their grade separation will come into here, so yeah, you would be connecting to there.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't be doing this.
Correct.
Is that okay?
That's what you're thinking of.
Okay.
Councillor White, are you saying that the provincial government won't allow them to tap in?
No, I'm saying that they probably, at the day, when the day and age comes, because of public consultation or anything, they will. So this walkway letter of credit will be there, exercisable, so that they don't build a bridge with a walkway, and then they come off the walkway and there's nothing there, right?
Right.
On this end. That so there will be money on hand that we can then tap to build the walkway.
Right.
Yeah.
So not having a piece of PR along the backside here, but just connecting the pathway to the overpass.
Correct. Does that sound amenable to...
Yeah. Is that what we can do?
Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a future payment.
Okay. The other concern I have is just in terms of timing. I'll throw it out there. I haven't. Would you be open to having, like, we have in the development agreement the half signal right now, right?
Yeah.
The timing of the half signal is important just in terms of the what's happening there now. Would you be open to a letter of credit exercisable by EKTCC for the purpose of implementing half signal, you know, once your development is fully ready? Like, we wouldn't be able to do it until your development agreement is registered and everything's moving, but basically exercisable by this body to install that light, that half signal.
Install it when? Once we get started?
Once you get started.
We were anticipating putting that in phase one.
Were you?
Yes.
Okay. So if we change the wording to say phase one, part of phase one, would that be all right? Okay.
That would probably be easier just to...
Okay, let's do it that way then. The other one is the timing of, or the concern that was raised with regards to Dog Park on Hydrolands.
Yes.
It's been said to me that apparently we're not sure, and there's some issues with regards to us being able to do anything in terms of, I guess the question I have, and this is maybe more for our staff, is how can we have the walkway through there then? Not only there, but also the one further to the west. Sure.
In our experience with other subdivisions and crossings of hydro corridors, the pathway crossings generally are not an issue. When you start trying to change the drainage, add fencing, do that kind of thing, it depends upon their category for those particular lines that are running through there. You don't know until you actually make an application to Darlene Devlin at their planning area. And then they run it through their whole engineering department, and then you find out. So the walkways, you're pretty certain that will be approved. It's just the fencing in the dog park
I just there's three walkways technically running through the hydrolines on, based on this.
Yeah.
It has arrows, but it's not really, like, I guess that's a concern I have. So here's Transcona Trail.
It will connect to Transcona Trail.
Yes, they connect to Transcona Trail. Yes.
Yeah, there's the Transcona Trail.
Yeah, it connects to Transcona.
Yeah. How close to connect to Transcona Trail across Manitoba with permission of Manitoba Hydro. The only one we don't have to, the ones that go along Redonda will connect no matter what because they're within the road right away.
Are they?
Yes.
So they have no control.
So that's not an issue, the
Those
other two.
Are.
Okay. What are the thoughts on that in terms of the concerns expressed earlier?
In terms of what I had expressed to you earlier about with respect to hydro lines, I would, or the hydro land, this would still be a concern, I think, with this being outside of what was applied for. The committee can really only deal with land in accordance with the application that was made. Based on the advertisement that I've seen, the edge of this application is the hydro line, or sorry, the hydro land. Anything on the other side is not part of this application, and on top of it, it's not owned by the applicant, and it is owned by another party. So I would think that my advice, which was that we couldn't put any condition with respect to the hydro land, would be same in this situation for the paths as well.
Okay. Thoughts?
We are certainly willing to make the application across the hydro lands and the dog park once this is approved. It's not a matter of making a condition. I mean, we'll do it.
Okay. Sounds. We'll go from there. But duly noted in terms of what you're saying about the dog fencing and everything. Would you be amenable to transferring that dog, off-leash dog park, into the naturalized, the so-called nature area?
Certainly.
Okay. So we'll do an amendment there.
Excuse me, Councillor Wyatt, what is the nature area you're referring to?
We have a map of that?
I got one here.
Further to the west on Transcona Boulevard, on Gun Road. We don't need to use a recession, you know, slow everything down on that.
That's pretty west.
We've already included somewhere.
I didn't say that. We don't need a recession.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with it. You can ask the administration. He's wondering if it's treed in this area or what's
it? Nature park? No.
Yeah.
Not right now. You might not want it to be if it's going to be an off-leash dog park.
Well, it's...
I don't think we would make... It's too large to make the whole thing an off-leash dog park. Well, I should have... I take that back. I would say no more than 5 acres is an off-leash dog park. That's still massive.
Those trees will be very popular for the ones that they're doing.
All right, maybe 2.5 acres for an off-leash dog park.
More.
Okay.
Does that mean you prefer it by the hydro lines, but as a secondary plan, it's going to the...
Well, I would prefer what we originally thought of, but...
If we can make the application and get it approved within the hydro lands, you prefer that.
Yeah.
We would, too. It would be better for our people, plus the people in...
Well, and I'll be honest with you, that the park and open space is going to come in and say that you've got to put parking lot up off a gun, then, and the benefit of this scenario is that they could park on your, you know, your wildflower trail and walk in, right?
Yep. Or walk from their neighborhood.
Or walk from their neighborhood down the Transcona Trail. So I guess there's a benefit of having it there. There's no doubt about it. The question is whether or not, you know, I don't know. The legal issue of the hydro lands and everything else. I mean, the good thing is it's a Crown corporation. I just don't want us going to the Standing Committee of Property Development with this application and then all of a sudden legal coming in and saying, oh, well, you can't be doing this. So can you get anything out of hydro before it goes to P&D?
They won't talk to me
until
I make the
application. February 3rd. It could amend the clause that this is subject by approval by a benefit of hydro.
Yeah?
Yeah. We'll
put the application in tomorrow and have information back as soon as possible.
Okay. Failing that, then we're at the other one.
Yeah.
So. Okay, Councillor.
Is there a city code for the height of a wall for an off-leash dog park?
There was a guideline approved by council.
Yeah, we've got a copy of that.
I don't think that's been approved.
But I didn't think it was approved.
Still under evaluation.
Political evaluation.
Yeah, I think so.
There's nothing in the zoning bylaw. That's what you're asking.
You're still working on it.
We're pushing the envelope here, so that's good. Would you be amenable as well on your own, and keep in mind this matter, this meeting is recorded, would you be amenable to filing application or doing the necessary process? Keep in mind that whatever your answer is here, is, I'm not saying in any way, shape, or form that that is conditional on approval here today, but for the purpose of your commercial site extending or joining the Transcona Biz Zone.
From what I've understood, there's a number of steps that need to be taken by the Biz Zone first before we can do that. They have to do their own internal...
There's a combination, both sides. Your side and their side.
We are, North Grassy wouldn't be the end owner or developer of that commercial land. They would sell it off to somebody else, and the business itself would end up being part of the business. What would you sell it as? That would be, you would sell a piece of property as part of the business. We'll look into it. We'd be happy to look into what would be required.
I was thinking of that, and basically it depends on when the cost starts to come up. If it's the end user that's paying the cost, well, certainly, why not? It benefits the whole area to expand the biz zone and have the whole area start to promote Transcona. So, yes, in a nutshell, yes. If that cost starts immediately, well, then we have a problem because it's going to be 5 to 10 years before any commercial business is really up and running there.
What I've, the Transcona Business researched and gave me today is there's three options. Okay. One, once the property is developed, business owners petition and policies under the existing bylaws apply, 51% of businesses and 51% of the total ARV to proceed.
51%
or 50 plus 1? 51%. 51% of businesses and 51% of ARV to proceed once this developed property is developed. Number two, the current developer can open a business on the land and petition as an assessed business. Okay. Number three, the ward councillor can make a motion through Standing Policy Committee, EPC, notwithstanding the existing Transcona biz bylaws regarding expansion, comma, the bylaw be amended and the Transcona biz boundary be expanded to include this address. Close quote. So they've checked with their own, with the city folks and with their own legal advice.
So would the assessment on taxes take effect immediately in terms of payments?
No, it's once a business opens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
no,
then we have no problem.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Was there anything else that I'm missing? Was there anything else that we...
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Also, we want to make sure that billboard signs on the commercial site aren't pullable as permits in the future. You know, your signage, your normal pylon signage, everything else is applicable to billboards. As well, the rear yard, that okay, there's the issue. What is that about?
That's their request from the last meeting.
Which
that's,
is?
That's regarding the fencing on top of the berm. I just...
Making sure it's at the apex of the berm?
Yeah, the wording that you provided,
mm-hmm.
I just put it in there as per what you guys have put in.
Also, EKT plan approval for fencing. So... Let me just go through the... why are you laughing?
We expected that. And the entry signage after all parks. And
where's your entry signage?
Oh. Almost got away with it.
Thank you. Where's your entry signage? Oh, just on the pathway, jumping back to the pathways here, would you be amenable as well to doing the same thing in terms of the path going from there? Yeah, do it as a letter of credit so that we could have, like, to install it now, it ends there.
It makes sense. Yeah. You
know, and people will be calling, why is the path going nowhere? You know?
Yeah.
And what about, okay, all right, the other ones do connect to everything by the looks of it.
Yeah,
so.
Yes.
Have you ran this past the Transcona Trails Association, this latest version?
Not the latest version.
Has administration run across them?
Not the latest changes, no.
Okay, what did they think of the other changes that we had?
They were completely fine with the other changes.
They were more concerned about the connection down at the bottom there, right?
Yeah.
In the middle, and I think we've addressed that now, right?
That has been addressed.
Yes, it's straight up, we're going to have to look at how the water, before it followed the water looping, where the water main came in to the south.
Okay.
So we're going to have to take a look at that in engineering and determine what we need to do there for connections.
Are you okay with providing crosswalks at those locations? There, to the north,
and up here,
and then the other one to the west on the main road.
This one here.
That one there, yeah.
I'm fairly certain that we'd have to discuss it with streets, but they would probably want it.
The intersection won't be a problem.
Yeah.
It's just the mid block. We had some trouble when we were doing the little bit of follow through.
Okay, we'll have to discuss it with streets and ensure that that's amenable to what they...
But the location looks...
It's street, yeah, so...
So I'd like to amend the drawing to require crosswalks, pedestrian crosswalks, and I'm talking not the lit ones, right?
Yeah, no, just the signage.
Yeah,
right?
Crosswalk here and here and here.
Pedestrian
crosswalk. That's the four-way stops.
That's fine, but I still want to mark crosswalk. Marked crosswalks. Marked unlit crosswalks. Marked. And then this section, this not being required. But this section is letter of credit, right? Exercisable by EKT. EKTCC, and then the same thing over here on this one here, right? Same thing here. Letter of credit exercisable by EKTCC.
Okay. For the pathways that aren't going in right away,
hey?
For all the pathways, when they do their first phase, they'll have a certain amount in, but they'll have a lot that aren't in. And we, by automatically, what we do is we secure those by letter of credits anyways. Any future obligation, we will secure by a letter of credit. So we don't...
But it's exercisable by EKT.
Well, we have a standard letter of credit form that applies to these things, and it doesn't say that.
That's what we're saying.
Could I yeah. speak to that? We were just discussing that.
From
here, the extension to here, and from here to here, we would just pay for those sections when we're putting that particular phase in. Whatever the going rate, the engineers say it costs to put the walkway, and we'll just pay in cash to the city. And the city can put them in at such time when Gunn Road is expanded.
The I guess the other concern I have, just looking at your map here, the Gunn and Redonda intersection, traffic lights would be installed, right? Mm-hmm. What is the how is that going to work with the connections there in terms of the sidewalks connecting and the walkway and the?
That would have to be determined with the engineering. They'll have to go up to the signals to do the crossing. They won't be able to cross before the signals across the lane. Across the
travel lanes. Okay. So just going through the amendments here one by one before we actually move them. Mm-hmm. Other than what we've talked about thus far. Okay, so number one, add Schedule C part plan considerations to follow. Developer shall transfer legally open property for the right of way to provide for traffic roundabout or Redonda. Okay, so that's understood?
Yes.
Run on main road, so we're doing roundabout there. Delete C, Part C, servicing conditions, replace 6A and replace the following. Okay. So what does that mean, delete C? I agree.
C was a description of the sidewalks, but now we're replacing it with a map. So
replacing it basically with Schedule E, which is this new map.
Exactly.
So everybody understands that, sidewalks and pathways. Number three, delete Schedule C, servicing agreement, conditions, clause 8A. What is
Clause
that?
Clause 8A was for traffic signals at the corner of our intersection of Redonda and the main entrance.
Because we're doing roundabout as
well. Oh, we're doing a roundabout, so it's not required.
Gotcha. Add to Schedule C servicing conditions Clause 8C as follows. Developer shall pay to the city on demand 25% of the cost of the installation of traffic signals and all related works, including but not limited to pedestrian vehicle actuation and interconnection to adjacent traffic control signals, countdown and audible pedestrian signals, road modification at the intersection of Plessy Road and Gunn Road prior to the issuance of building permits and determined by the Director of Public Works. So, okay. So what? I'm assuming your expression has to do with the building permit.
No, it was with the road modification. I was told it was just lights.
Well, we did a calculation. 1.3 is the estimate.
Yep.
Where is that?
From July of last year. That's the city's class, whatever. And that's a pretty high level. I mean, 25% of that, you're looking at, you know, do the math, right? So you're, but it's 25%. So.
Okay.
Okay. The developer shall pay to the city on demand 50% of the cost. Okay. As Schedule C, number five, as Schedule C condition, Clause D as follows. On demand 50% of the cost of the installation of traffic control signals and related works, but not limited to. I don't think that should be 50%. I think that probably should be 25% as well. Day and gun.
Yeah.
Number five. Number five. But I'm going to add in the issuance of building permits. I'm going to add in the requirement of the issuance of building permits of phase four.
That intersection requires some property acquisitions, and apparently there's a large concrete drainage. Culvert
underneath.
That has to be a box culvert that requires a lot of work and timing and everything else. So, whether they could actually get it done in time before you start your first building permit.
Okay. So then, what we're going to do is We're going to change this. We're going to say that you will be responsible for 50% of the installation of traffic control signals. And we're going to delete all related works. Okay? Do you follow me?
Yeah.
And that's for Day Street and Gunn Road.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go back to what it says.
Because otherwise, who knows what the heck it's going to be.
Yeah,
it could be $5 million.
And, okay. At the intersection, basically we're deleting everything of the cost of the installation of traffic control signals at the intersection of Day and Gun. So everything else in between has been deleted. Okay? 50%. And Gun Road issue, prior to the issuance of building permits of phase four. Okay?
We don't have a phasing drawing. So.
We do in the secondary plan.
Yeah, but this is a development agreement.
So the phasing drawing needs to be submitted prior to the February 3rd meeting of property development. Can that be done?
Yeah.
If you have one, then yeah.
Have you seen it, though, Greg?
Before the end of the week.
Yeah, I've seen it. When I was actually looking at the changes, I realized we don't have a phasing plan, so I can't refer to it for the changes. If you submit the phasing plan as submitted,
Yep,
if you have it right now, that'd be great.
Yeah. I have it as a picture. I don't think I have it as a PDF, sorry.
Well, how many lots? By the time you get to the phase four, what are you looking at in terms of lots?
Do you want to use this? Yeah, there'll be about 300 lots up and going.
Well, we have a phasing plan. We're good. Thank you. Thank you, Richard. Yeah. Excellent.
So
we'll call that Schedule F. As for phasing. There you go. Ukrainian spelling. I'm half Ukrainian, I guess. Anyway.
So that would be...
Yeah. So up to here. So this is basically this deleting basically... Right up, stopping here, stopping at the word at. at the end, right.
Okay. You're going to delete those three lines. And at the end, you're going to add prior to the issuance of permits for phase.
Keep this. Stop there. So right like this. You need at the intersection.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Remind me, so I don't forget to talk about the water and waste issue. Add to Schedule C servicing conditions a new clause as follows. The city shall pay to the developer the additional right-of-way required to widen Gun Road upon final build-out of the plan area. This is it coming back from the public service. Number 7, add to Schedule C servicing and conditions a new clause as follows. Roundabout shall, at no expense of the city, install a roundabout at the intersection of Redon and Public Road in accordance with the City of Winnipeg standards in conjunction with the first phase of development as determined by and the satisfaction. I would change the wording, in conjunction with the first phase of development, to the satisfaction of the Director of Public Works. Drop the words... as determined by and.
Yeah, I got a response from Public Works today about that.
And
they said that they're okay with the roundabout or the roundabout, but they would like to see it in right at the beginning. So.
Well, that's good. So that's consistent then with
consistent
that message. Okay.
And then the next part is the plans approval.
I would just jump back to number 4 and number 5. I want the wording to be reflective to the satisfaction and to the satisfaction to the not determined by and to the satisfaction. The lights ultimately especially Plessy and Gunn, and then ultimately Gunn and Day have to happen sooner or later. Do you follow that, Andrew?
Absolutely. To 4 and 5, you're just
to the dropping the words as determined by
and add to
is that
to the satisfaction
to the no
or
just
to the satisfaction.
To the satisfaction. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. You got me on that. Okay.
We typically on the always say as determined by.
I know. And then we wait forever for the traffic lights. Okay, planning for the landscaping within the interior of the roundabout shall be just submitted and approved by the Peaceful and Transcoding. Yeah, okay. Eight, okay, so this is Schedule C, is the servicing conditions in terms of the berm inside the, that's fine. The following Schedule C, what was this, grade number nine?
Schedule F is actually the drawing of showing the location of the nature reserve.
Well, so we can't call it...
So we can't call the phasing one.
F, G.
Change this one if you want.
No, we'll keep this F, we'll change the other one as G, the phasing is G.
It'd be a P.
Or P, no. Yeah, we could. Okay, so we'll call that, we'll keep that F, the other one will be G. Okay, Schedule F. The following, what's this one here? Add the following.
So public, that's all the parks and everything has to be approved by the community. Reads down that approvals have to be determined by the Director of Public Works, but also we've added the East Carolina Transcoding Community Committee for all plan approvals.
For
parks.
Okay, thank you. Developer shall no expense to the city install four heated. You see number, okay. Number 11. Oh, is there something wrong?
It died.
Oh, power?
Yeah. Is that power going on? Well, that would help. Wasn't me.
Problem. Okay. So we'll jump ahead now to number 12, which has to do with our, okay, off-leash dog park. It'll be located here. Shown on Schedule D and approved. Drop the wording and approved to the satisfaction again.
We also add hydro, Manitoba Hydro?
Yeah, within the Manitoba Hydro. Well, that's a given. That's understood. Do you want to add it?
We just talked about
it. Okay, so let's add it then. We'll add the wording. To the satisfaction of the Director of Public Works and Manitoba Hydro.
Okay. So, and again, I'll just caution my advice, before, as mentioned before, still stands, and Standing Committee... You know, if they don't receive any sort of confirmation from this, I don't think this can, from high level, I don't know if this can stay in this agreement going forward.
So. No problem. That's we'll have to deal with that. That's why we're going to add the following. The work shall be the same construction as Sun and Lake of Public Road 1.
That's the main road, the bottom part of the main road. So once they do the main road, they're going to hook up.
You need the clerk?
Counselor? It refers to this road.
Yeah, no, I know. I was looking for something.
I didn't have a phasing plan, so.
What I'd like to do is change this. So we've added that one clause to install. Okay, the developer shall, at no expense to the city, install fencing. This is, I'm reading 12A,
yep.
Comma, pathways to access, comma, signage, comma, and other dog park amenities as determined by EKT. Basically, it's like the dog park poop cans. You know, stuff like this. By EKT, I'm not talking parking lot, determined by EKT. And subject to satisfaction of the Director of Public Works and Manitoba Hydro. Okay. Number B stands. Number C stands. Number D, in the event that the public road one is not constructed in the first, by the second year of this development, that the off-leash dog park be installed with pathway access via the Transcona Trail. So what I'm saying is you build the path from the south to the north up to the entrance of the dog park, you stop there. And when you have the road coming around, okay?
It would be in phase three, we would expect that we would be doing the south side of that road.
Yeah, so I'm saying if you're not in phase three by your second year, would undertake construction. If you're not in phase three by that time, that's when you would trigger.
Yeah, can we make a third year?
Well, then it's phase three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it moving faster, I guess. So that's all I'm trying to do there, yeah. But anyway. And then E, in the event Manitoba Hydro does not approve dog park, off-leash dog park under in Hydro Corridor, similar size dog park be transferred to the 25-acre nature lands and clauses A, B, C in terms of plan approvals, or in terms of plan approvals and site plans be applied. That addresses that. I think that's it for the amendments, eh? Okay. The mobile sign issue has been amended. We've amended that already. That's already been amended in the document. Okay. Do I have to move it?
By putting in the roundabouts, we've added another entrance on the on the east side or west side. So as a plan consideration, we put in that. We'll just put the developer role.
So add a number 13?
No. It would be added to the plan considerations. So.
All right. Well, let's talk about that right now. The plan considerations. Let's make. So what I'm
doing. Plan considerations. That's in the front part. So it's not part of the development.
I know. Yeah. I know. But okay. So we have recorded all the changes, right? In terms of this.
Yes. You'll have to go through and just for the record read if there's anyone else who wants to speak and
absolutely. Go through all absolutely. That. I will go through all that. Absolutely. I guess I just wanted to get everything clear in terms of what we'll be moving so we could just move it and have it there for the record. It's clear.
We went through step by step. I made notes and okay. Unless you decide to change anything between now and when you move the final motion, then.
I don't foresee that. But there's a couple other things. Let's jump back. We might have to come back to this depending on what we find out here. Let's jump up to the plan. Yes.
You wanted us to remind you about the wastewater.
Well, the water and waste. Thank you. Water and waste. So water and waste is in the report. They're citing in the planner's report, I believe. Or am I wrong in that?
No, it's in the planner's report.
Yeah, where is it here?
Page
14 on yours? I'm going to pass it. What does it look like? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I got it here. Here we go. I got it. I got 21 on ours. Page 21 on ours. Water waste interceptor sewer extension has been included in the draft 2017 capital budget. If the budget is approved, construction would likely occur in the winter of 2017-2018. What does that mean, from what you know?
For the interceptor sewer?
Yeah.
What? How we interpreted it, that the city would be building it in 2017 or 2018, and if we wanted to put it in earlier, we could and get paid back
in and around that time. Where are we talking about here? Where are we, like, where are they building this thing, though?
From Devonshire and Plessy up and then down Gun Road all the way to the corner at Day, and that's the end of the interceptor.
So they will extend, they're saying they're planning to extend it from Devonshire and Plessy up Plessy to Gun, and then down Gun to Day.
Correct.
And then you would then pick it up at that point to take it to here.
Yes.
Until you can do that, you don't have a development.
Correct.
You have water. Where's the water?
Water comes from the south. We have to loop up Redonda across and then back down through Meadowwood.
Millwood Meadow, I think, or
yeah, one of the courts. There's an opening there that it goes through. It's not directly south of where we have the park. It was where directly south of where we have.
Oh yeah. Okay, so that's where you're doing the loop. So that water is not a big of issue then to you.
It's closer.
Other than the fact that unfortunately the water pressure prevents us from doing multiple family housing of any density or any consequence here because of the lack of pressure in this area.
Correct.
Which is a huge loss to the city and very unfortunate considering I move motion after motion to try to get us to do something with the RM there and the fact they don't have water and our senior administration, previous senior administration, chose to do nothing about it. Anyway, so storm sewer, where is your lakes getting pumped to?
The final determination is still being worked on with the engineers. There's two options that have to be approved by the city and by the province. One is that we pump out and over to the floodway, if we can get approval to do that going underneath the perimeter highway, or we go into the Cordite Ditch.
Cordite Ditch, which is the jurisdiction of the city, went across the highway into the floodway is... This is all MIT, so MIT. We would have no say in that.
Yeah.
So where are you on in that terms of that?
It's still very preliminary.
It's preliminary as we need approvals before anybody will even look at it. The province won't look at it until there's an approval.
I understand. So do you have a tentative approval from Water and Waste to allow you to pump into the Cordite Ditch?
They know about it and they suggested it, yes.
They suggested it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I guess my concern here is Water and Waste and the wording will likely occur in the winter of 2017-2018. Like, that means nothing.
You have to remember, this is also the utility part of Water and Waste. This is a major capital project for them that's paid by the taxpayers. And so it really has to go through. They have to go through a long process too.
Okay.
To get these things.
But the city of Winnipeg is going to be gaining a significant tax dollars from this development, which
at some time. Yeah.
Yes, but it won't gain any of it if there's no sanitary line.
Yeah, they only have so much funds to do capital projects, and it's on the list for them to do it. But.
Well, I know where all their funds are going.
Let me know, Councillor.
It rhymes with BLT. Anyway, so...
Councillor, do you have a question?
It is separate. It is a utility.
Anyway, I'm of the mind, guys, of saying that the development agreement should be amended to require Water and Waste. The development agreement is a two-way document. It involves the city and it involves the developer. The Water and Waste has to, they're the ones who gave us the dates of 2017-2018, that they should stick to that. That's Water and Waste agrees via this agreement to install interceptor sewer as per requirement to Day Street and Gunn by no later than the winter of the 2017-2018. That puts it April of 2018.
Yeah, and we get pushback from our law department. I don't know if we could guide the city in like this to the capital budget.
Yeah, no, it's not a legal issue. It's more of a practical issue.
No, but to say an agreement that the city shall do this by a certain period of time, I don't think we have the power to do that.
And we're really sitting around here and. What are we here for? What are we even spending all this time for? If this isn't like we could do all these wonderful plans, we could have all these secondary plans, but they mean nothing if you don't have the underground.
Yeah. Well, that's correct. But well, the underground. This interceptor sewer is going to cost $10 million, $15 million, and it's not something that the city can just pull out and do it tomorrow. only if council chooses. I mean, council sets the capital budget. We can't set the capital budget in an agreement, right? It has to go through council, and only council can determine that.
Just suggest a more appropriate way to go about this. You could move a motion outside of this whole process, right? And that would go up to the appropriate committees.
I know the motion you're suggesting, yes.
So I agree with Greg. I don't see how this fits. This is an agreement between the developer and the city of Winnipeg. I don't know if you can bind the city in certain circumstances like this, right? Put a condition that the city be obligated to do something. I'm not sure it be permitted, but...
Any thoughts?
I'm listening. It's it was something we were planning on tackling. Like I say, at one point we were looking at how can we put it in and get payback from the city. And I knew it was in the process, and I was under the impression it was in the process of the capital budget. When I had read.
Yeah, in 2018.
Yes.
In other development agreements, there's been payback periods.
This is an interceptor sewer that the city is going to pay for. This is it's a city, and the interceptor is a utility.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a little separate from doing an oversizing for a water main and asking for a recovery.
If we can't
this
say
is
the
a $10 million touch that we can't force the city to, like,
nope.
We don't have the power to do that.
No, but can we add in payback by 2018?
Or payback by 2020.
Whatever. Can we add that in?
You have the option of, if you want to build it, then you could work with the city, and they would develop the plans, and if you want to pay for it ahead of time, we could certainly do something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have
the
power.
You can't do the other, perhaps, if you've got the peace of mind that
but again,
time frame.
At the end of the day, it's the city will determine
right.
whether they could. It's water and waste who have to go through their capital budget, and we can't set the capital budget with this document. That's all I'm saying. It's only council could do that.
Yeah, we're just, and I understand that, but we're just trying to create some way to precipitate everybody to get along with each other, because 700 houses at 700,000 a year. Or whatever in taxes does forever,
but
does
taxes,
help pay for that.
The taxes occur down the road, right? And so...
As an interceptor sewer, isn't there other things that will be tying into this? Other than just our development?
Big interceptor sewer. They, you know, the interceptor sewers are something that the city takes on to do it themselves when they can, when they have the money to do it. They have to... go through a long process now to justify it, because it is a utility and there has to be a payback.
Yeah.
They have to go through their own analysis. So.
Yeah, but the report does say if the developer wishes to proceed prior to this, you would have to bridge finance the construction costs. Reimbursement would be in accordance with the developer agreement parameters when capital funding is approved by council.
Yeah, and we could do that. Yeah. But because it's an interceptor, it's something that goes through a different process. The city designs it. The city goes through that. It's not something that you could go and get your consultant to go and put in. It's not a small pipe. It's a big pipe.
And is he servicing what areas?
That, I'm not sure what the catchment area is, but it would be... I can't answer that. I haven't seen the plan for that. But I do know it's a city at large cost. Put that in.
Okay, so did you want us to do any amendment or anything there? What are your thoughts?
Well, it's if this, I guess we'd like a time period for payback if we put it in.
But you're saying he can't put it in. That's what I'm hearing you saying, Greg.
Well, I'm not saying that you can't put it in, but we can't guarantee. We can't guarantee a time for payback, right?
But we could. We have this committee and other committees of committee have requested that in other infrastructure payback timetables. That's not the same as saying Waterways shall do it by this time. this is saying the developers will do it and we'll have payback by this time. We have done that.
Yeah, and we could. I mean, we could put it in the agreement, but the agreement has to be subject to availability of funding subject to council approval in their capital budget. They're going to do their capital budget in 2017, right? So it's not something that...
No, but it would trigger them having to deal with it now. Because of the 5-year.
They would have to budget for it. They would have to put in their budget.
If
you're to install it next year and pay your $10 million, then interest, remember, interest will click in the year after. Right? Interest will start accruing the year after because that's how the parameters work.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you're willing to take that capital cost, then certainly we can put it in the agreement, but it all has to be subject to approval by council.
Okay, so let's put it in the agreement then. Let's move an amendment to the ACG or to the the ACG, right? The ACG. So we move an amendment, another amendment, so number lucky 13. That a developer will. Why are you shaking your head?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Well, no, I want to know. Is there something?
No. I'm not. I've got. No, I don't have an issue with it. I just want to make sure that it's.
Yeah. We'll sort it out. This will kind of get.
Because it does have to go through.
Absolutely.
This is a lot larger than most of the projects that we, or capital projects that we look through at a regular development. This is one of the reasons why, if you want that the city looks at development outside our greenfield developments, it's costing the city money because this truly does.
It doesn't matter.
Before they
and if they won't get the finance, we can pay this and it's fine.
But.
Let's, what would be the wording then, Greg, if we were to do this?
But it's not so much the developer will, because I don't think you've decided that you're going to.
It's just the option two, yeah.
The option two, yes.
Because you will.
Yeah, and I hear what you're saying about they're not going to decide until the 2018 capital budget if they're going to do it or not, is what you're saying.
That's what they like. It's in their 5-year plan. If you want,
yeah.
They have other works that they're doing.
Can they change their mind at the last minute? Would be the big question.
It's up to council.
Yeah.
Council decides that. That's the whole thing. That's what I'm trying to get at. We can't put an agreement that we can't bind the city to something that we can't do. It's got to be council to ultimately decide. They're the ones who set the budget. Water and waste, they don't set. They set their budget, but it's approved by council every year.
So why don't we say this? That in the event the city of Winnipeg does not install the upgrade to the sanitary sewer by the winter of 2017-2018, the developer shall have the option of installing said upgrade with developer payback within 5 years with interest at a rate acceptable both to the developer and the city of Winnipeg, as determined by the director of public by water and waste, I guess in this case.
So you would. So if they don't put it in 2017,
you would then have the option.
Or you want to do it ahead of time.
Well, we would like the option of doing it ahead of time too. I mean, it's an option. It's 2015 now, so it's not going to happen before 2017. But.
So then, then I would word it differently, and I would word it somewhat differently, saying just say, maybe don't link it to the 2017-2018, we just say the developer developer shall have the option to install the sewer and water, or the sanitary line as required by the city
with a 5-year payback. Because then we don't even have to talk about the 2017 to 2018 thing. Is that clear? Because otherwise, you can't proceed with your development.
Correct.
Okay. Just on coming back to the, let's jump up to the planner's report. I just want to make some amendments to it. I want to make sure the plan approved that in under 2AI. Sure.
2AI?
Yeah. It refers to so that's for signage. Where's the mobile sign band in here? It should be in here, shouldn't it?
That'll be added as a separate.
Oh, you added it as a separate?
I've actually kind of written it as it would be included in the motion, so this would be the first part with respect to the berm, and then the other part at the bottom.
Have you given a copy to them?
No.
Let's let them have a copy, or do you have another copy? Or
I don't have another copy, but I can share this one.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want a billboard there neither.
Okay, so could you just sum that up to the other counselors, Richard, in terms of what that is?
Yeah, so I guess there's two parts to it. With the in terms of the signage, it means that there shall be no mobile signs on the C2 parcel. That's by Gunn and Redondo in the southeast corner, as well as billboard signs. So essentially your third-party advertising. As well as the second part refers to fencing on top of the berm and the rear of the lots. If Jackie wants to pull up the image, you could better explain it, how it looks.
Which one, sir?
The fencing.
Oh,
is that fencing along where? What
that's
fencing?
On the gun road. Talking about this being at the parking lot at the apex.
Who's doing that landscaping in there?
That's when they do the chief papers.
I see. Okay. But the fencing would happen now?
Mm-hmm. Fencing is on private property.
Okay. What about the fencing running along the perimeter side? Mm-hmm. Is that included as well in that motion?
That's what it's at the apex of.
Is that in there as well? Perimeter side. Gun Road, property lights abutting Gun Road should be added, and the perimeter. There you go. Okay. And I'd like to add in that EKTC. In terms of make sure that we add in clause 2A1 that it also applies to parks, to park and open space. It's not in there. I got
it's in
Greg. What's that?
Plan approvals in the ACG.
We did add it. That was that one clause that I added.
Oh, okay, so that's there. That captures all park. Does that include sidewalks and AT paths? Your clause. This is it. This subject to plan approval?
No, that is your plan approval.
That is it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
Because it has the 1.5 meter sidewalk and the 3.5.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. All right, but park and open space is in the ACG. Okay. And what about the roundabout? That's in the ACG? Okay. And what about the intersections of Gunn and Redonda and Gunn and Plessy in terms of the design? Is that, is EKT have any kind of input into that?
Into the design of the intersection?
Yeah.
The geometrics of the intersection?
No, we have a chance to look at that before they go off to the races.
We could.
Okay.
I could bring them to you if you want, but it's Public Works have to approve the...
Okay, all right, okay. On the next page, item number two, which we've already amended, we've added in EKTCC, right, into that, the new item two, or is this a different one?
2A2.
2A2.
That's the one we amended.
We amended.
Yeah,
okay.
That's that.
Okay, is EKT, to the satisfaction of Director of Public Works and EKT, is that in there? No? Let's add it then.
This is the planner's report.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the ACG report.
Yes, this is for the berm, right?
This is ACG?
No.
That's planner.
Yeah, that's planner. Okay.
Sorry. So you want to add to 2A2, the amended 2A2, that it come back to EKT for plan approval as well. All
right. On both of those right there. Okay. And same with number three, and number, that should be a number four, right? It shows three.
Yeah, that'll change that in the minutes.
Okay. So number three, we add in satisfaction, the Director of Public Works and EKTCC. And number three, number four is fine. So it's just number three.
So three you want.
The Director of Public Works and EKTCC. Good. Okay, I don't have anything else.
I do have a couple of questions.
Yeah, for sure.
The interceptor you're referring to which the applicants have the option of doing themselves, that's the septic line?
Yeah.
And at one point earlier on, I don't know, maybe half an hour ago, you had asked whether they were running off into the cordite ditch.
That's LBF. That's Landry.
That's storm sewer.
So that's storm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry.
No. I waited a long time to ask the question.
You finally figured it out.
This is 19th century London.
Well, the dog park. Naturalized.
In the old days, we could have done that. No. What if it was the city of Transcona? We could have done that. All of it would have been flooded North Kildonan anyway.
No, because I didn't know the nature of the cordite ditch. Like, for all I know, the cordite ditch was like...
The cordite ditch is looks up to Bud's Creek.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Well, I know what Bud's Creek
is. The dog park. I mean...
Paralyze the dog.
Now, throughout this whole process, it seems to me that you've been rather comfortable in working with this group in evolving this project, and you seem to be very comfortable throughout today and last month. But it seemed that it's not until near the very end of this meeting that it occurs to us that there is no project until the septic line is developed. I got the impression thus that you were very patient. Proof dealing with Councillor Wyatt, but as well that you're accepting already that despite everything you're going through last month and today, all that led up to today and what you'd be doing for the next years, that you would not have a project, you would not have a completed development until as far away as 2018, as late as 2018. Do I have the right impression that you're patient enough?
We started in 2007.
Okay, so years are.
It just takes time,
and you're aware of that. And then near the end of this meeting, all of a sudden, well, I'm as shocked as the counselors here that 2018. But it didn't occur to us until near the end of the second meeting here. And you were aware of this. This was all right with you. I mean, not all right.
We were aware with the interceptor sewer right at the start. We had a meeting with Public Works right at the start. We knew it was there.
Now, you said this started for you in 2007. That's not what you mean by the start in terms of dealing with the city.
Yes.
So you knew this was an issue back in 2007, that the interceptor would be the long-awaited ultimate completion of this project, and
you can't deal with it until you have an approval.
Oh, okay. So just okay, fair enough. All right. Okay. So it's years after the point of approval. Okay, fair enough. I'm just curious what happens in other areas such as South Winnipeg. You know,
it's a challenge all over the city, Officer.
Yeah.
I just noticed something, and it's funny how these things jump out at you. But there's a little bit of an amendment to the schedule E, I believe it is still. The trails, you have a connection of the park. You see it down there? It didn't have a trail connection right there, yeah. Is that okay? Why not?
One or the other. We wanted to have some place that was open that was big enough that we could do a playground.
Oh,
we
see.
So we want to.
You couldn't put a playground and a pathway in the same space?
Well, it's just until we determine sizing and location and grading and everything else, we wanted to have a little bit of flexibility. We didn't want to be required to have it going that way.
Isn't a playground going up in the other site?
There's a potential for one over here. And there's also, there's two potential sites for playgrounds.
There's also a third potential site right up there.
Well, this big one, yes. But, I mean,
you got room for playground right where the housing ends, at the bottom of the R1M block 8 there.
Or an open green space for kids to play, too. That was the other option. Because we don't have,
isn't that what that open green space, the 4 acres, is open green space for kids to play?
We have people who live backing onto this.
Pardon me?
We have people who are living backing onto this, and yet, speaking with parks, they're like, well, where is somebody going to go and kick a ball if they're living right behind this thing? They wanted to not have it all just people walking through where they're.
Hydroline.
I know, going to the hydrolines, exactly.
No, I mean, they'll walk up to the big 4 acre park. That's where you'll kick the ball. Okay, so we're going to put a walkway there. So, because you're going to get a cow path otherwise. People are going to walk where they're going to walk, you know?
Yeah,
you can bring it in that way. So, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't have anything else. Counselors, do you have anything else? Was there administration, public service? Anything?
No.
I'm going to move. Counselor, who wants to take the chair?
I can.
Okay, Counselor Bilotti, thanks. First of all, thank my council colleagues for their patience. And
for the record, can we just read into the audio if there's anyone else? I know that we don't see anybody, but for the
I understand. I'm going to move that the report of the Winnipeg Service be taken as read.
I'm in the chair. Is anybody else's name that's not been called?
Oh, right. Oh, that. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you. In support of this application, anybody else whose name has not been called, wishes to speak or register in opposition? In opposition. Wishes to speak or register for information.
You never know. He's been sitting there.
All right. So we have some motions to move. Councillor Wyatt.
Thank you. I'd like to move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in as amended. And forward on a standing committee of property development.
You have some variances here. So there's the whole 2473 of the City of Winnipeg Charter.
You're looking at the wrong item.
Sorry, we're on this is item one.
Oh, okay, right. Sorry. Never mind. Take it back.
Boy, he gave me a hard time.
I'm on the wrong one.
But he didn't get to the various. I want to, so move as amended, as I want to move.
It's been a long evening. Long day.
The planner's report, or is that what it would be called? The planner's report be as amended, and the ACG report as amended.
As discussed.
As discussed and as amended. And if there's any clarification needed, please, the clerk could please, you know, ask the members of the committee.
What's the hourly parking right here? Oh, never mind. That was the okay. Okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And I'd like to move the following supporting reasons. This has been a very extensive process. I want to thank the applicant for his and their patience. The city has gone through an extensive process. This, of course, last year was part of the secondary plan, which was approved, and that was an extensive process. There's public consultation that was taken as part of this. The great challenge, of course, that we ran into with this site was the fact that we had the industry across the street in the arm of Springfield, which there was some concern, and it was a question of then reaching out, which the city of Winnipeg undertook a process to do that, working with the applicant, reach out to the industry, and a compromise was found with the 25-acre naturalized area, which will now include partial dog park in the event that hydro is not amenable to the dog park, off-leash dog park. But nevertheless, no development on that area, and I want to thank the applicant for the fact that they were prepared to allow the 25-acre buffer zone, if you like, mainly for the purpose of a buffer zone for the heavy industry being Griffin Steel and Border Chemical, as well as allowing for the setback, the significant setback that has been provided for now, along as well as the berming and fencing along Gunn Road right-of-way and the perimeter highway right-of-way, which will definitely improve issues such as sound attenuation and concern with noise, traffic, as well, that we did not have and have never had at the other end of Gunn Road, backing on from Lakeside Meadows, which years ago today is a huge issue for those residents, and I hear all from them all the time about noise coming out of the RM. This will be a major improvement. You know, on some of the concerns, areas of concern, and the support, I mean, we still have the outstanding issues with regards to the RM of Springfield and their industrial park with regards to the fire. I mean, I still believe that this development offers the opportunity for the city to work cooperatively with the rural municipality in extending proper fire suppression services into the RM where today you do not have them. As well, it offers the opportunity for the RM to potentially partner in terms of sanitary sewer connection, in terms of upgrading the industrial park in their RM to a modern standard, which it is definitely not today. This is a real concern, but nevertheless, this development may allow us to facilitate that type of cooperation with the RM, if the RM is so interested in pursuing that with us, and as well, make upgrades to the services more affordable to the city, and both parties benefit therefore. So I want to thank the applicant and the city of Winnipeg and the public, all the folks involved with bringing this together. There's no doubt that if you look at it, it's the development is quite a unique development in the fact that on one side you have the industrial area of Springfield, on the other side you have the perimeter highway, on the south side you have the hydro lines. It took an area which is tough, and then you have the cordite ditch kind of coming up at the bottom on the other side. You came up with a very creative, a unique kind of formula for the development, which would still allow for transit access and transit services. It addresses fire department's concerns with emergency services, by allowing for the access out to either side, other than just the main access. The interconnectivity of the development is quite unique, I think. The trail system and combined with the sidewalk system, making sense not to overlap sidewalks where the trails are and the trails are where sidewalks are, and to connect into the Transcona Trail is quite, I think, is exciting. The trail system potentially connecting into the floodway pathway system and the active transportation taking place there, I think is extremely exciting. I hope the provincial government looks at this seriously in terms of what they're going to do in the future with Gunn and the perimeter. In terms of safety, they should look at it immediately. We have, I think, as a city, taken due diligence and have looked at these intersections, specifically the Plessy and Gunn Road intersection. And the Public Works Department in July of last year has earmarked, has reported back to the city that to make it a priority, that the in full support of intersection upgrade at the corner of Plessy and Gunn, which we've already heard is a failed intersection and needs requirements right now, not even withstanding this application coming forward. And that has been identified by Public Works, and I want to thank them for that and to take that forward. So hopefully EPC will find it in their wisdom to add that to the capital budget in 20, as the mayor unfolds in 2015. I'm happy about the commercial. You got some support of commercial in the area. I think that's very positive. So, and the parks are well placed, and throughout the area, I think it's exciting. The roundabout at the main entranceway, I think, is a feature which will improve, you know, the use of the road and in terms of ensuring traffic flows. We've seen the benefits of roundabouts in other parts of the city, and something that we're trying to adopt in other locations as well. So it's unfortunate that the subdivision could, or the application couldn't include higher density. I know that the issue has to do with fire suppression, and we all and but the fact that you were able to include some art, some multiple, or well, R1 is your I believe your highest density at this point, but it's still somewhat frustrating that we could not look at doing other densities in terms of higher densities because of the fire suppression. Again, that's something that was out of the applicant's control, and it was advised to him by the Public Service of the City of Winnipeg that that could not be addressed in a feasibly, in a way that made financial sense to the city. And again, that's another opportunity where the RM, if they came to the table in the near future, maybe something that could be revisited in terms of density. So I think this is positive. This was, by the way, identified as the complete communities precinct I. Thank you. So I'd like to move I for approval.
All right. Aye, Captain. The motion's been heard. All's in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And when the debate comes forward to the standing committee, I hope and floor council full support by my colleagues, because I know there's some members of council that don't believe in this development. But anyway, and developments like it. Moved by myself that the public hearing with respect to this allocation be concluded.
Just before we move that motion, I just want to thank Councillor Wyatt and the applicants for you know, the challenges with this. You know, anytime you're that close to other, you know, heavy industrial uses, there's going to be some potential conflicts, and the tenacity of the applicant, and again, you know, the consistency with our Winnipeg is key. So, congratulations. So, question's been called. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I look forward as well to, from this point on, to see the development. This is interesting and exciting for me to see it from this point of birth. From my perspective, certainly not from yours, and from this community committee, but I'll be certainly continuing to learn from this project as I started last month. Thank you.
Final motion.
I'll move the hearing be closed.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.